WFT. Woofty. Here's your word for today with Professor Rolly Sussex.
Some words in English have a fairly restricted domain of usage. One of these is the verb to elect. We use it when we vote for people at elections, whether federal, state, or more local, in schools and institutions and committees and many other places besides. Every time there is an election, the word to elect suddenly spikes. There is an election and we receive mail. Mail from the electoral office. The electorate gets together to vote, and as a result, certain people are elected. And then to elect sinks back into relative disuse until our next episode, or maybe we should call it paroxysm, of voting, with one notable exception. One of the rituals at the start of a cricket match is when the two captains toss a coin to decide which side will bat first. And it is part of the lore and language of cricket that the team which wins the toss elects to bat or bowl first. We don't choose or select to bat or bowl first, we elect to do so. There are other sports which start with a ceremony of tossing a coin, like AFL. But I can't think of one where winning the toss allows you to elect who does what at the start of the game. At least not in the sense that electing to bat or bowl first is a standard mantra like the beginning of the game of cricket. I'm Rolly Sussex, and this has been your word for today.
For more on language, check out the ABC podcast, A Word in Your Ear, available free on iTunes and the ABC website.